Where do we begin? Hi.
What's up?
We can't fuck this up. I'm not editing this. I don't edit these anymore.
I've noticed.
People didn't know I edit anyway because I'm so good with the edit skills. Just kidding. Okay. It is 10:50. We'll just say 11. Uh-huh.
Well, I heard her. Like going down here. Okay. We're not editing, so continue.
All right, let's start now. This starts now. It's 10:51 now. And Duke just smacked that ass. This shit was a crazy game. Crazy day. Grayson Allen senior night, obviously. Sad face, cry face.
I've legit cried probably 5 or 6 times already.
I've cried 0.
And I have friends that have witnessed it, so I'm not just over-exaggerating.
I'm sure you're not the only one. You are Presley Davis. If you didn't know, now you know. We just turned up so hard. I'll get into that in a second with what you did.
No, we can't. We'll have to save the video.
Why? I'm going to tweet it.
Oh, my God.
You're the one that wanted to film it so bad. I got to tweet it. We'll get into that in a minute. So, you put out an article this morning or whenever you did. It was cool. Everybody liked it. It was talking about Grayson. And people put their little notes to Grayson or whatever into it. And basically, all of them said, go whoop that ass tonight. Wouldn't you think? And, like, the job's not, like, oh, this was awesome, and I'm sad, and you were awesome. I don't ever want you to leave, but it's not done. You got to whoop ass tonight, and you got to go get a Coach K's 6th national championship and Grayson's 2nd national championship and this team's 1st, obviously. That's kind of how Coach K says it. He says, this isn't my 6th or this isn't my 5th. This is this team's 1st. So however you want to classify it, I'm going to go with the 6th. And that's basically the gist of what they all said. And so, first half wasn't looking great. I was pretty frustrated with how everything was happening. The lack of, like, floor spacing and the just overall confusion on defense. It was like Carolina was just throwing up some bullshit, but they were wide open every time. And Duke was kind of looking hesitant, and the stuff that they were throwing up was just no good. Grayson Allen had a few turnovers really early. I don't know if that was nerves, jitters, or just, you know, turnovers. But other than that, it was just rough. Gary Trent was like, 0 for 6 in the first half, and everybody was calling for his head on Twitter. Oh, Trent picked a good time of the year to suck ass and stuff. I'm like, don't talk about my dog, bro.
No, that's our favorite. Swaggy Trent.
Yeah, so, anyways. I mean, it wasn't looking good. But what we do, it was halftime. We talked to our friend Matt, and we all said we have to do some kind of, what do you call it?
Like a superstition game type thing. Like, everybody has a different one, and whether you, like, know it or not, I feel like everyone does it.
So, mine used to be my Kyrie Irving Cleveland jersey. My retro Kyrie Irving Cleveland jersey. I would throw it on every game, and it was like, our winning percentage was like, really good with that jersey on. He left, and now I feel like I can't really wear that jersey, and I don't really fuck with Cleveland that much anyway. Now that Rodney Hood's on there, I mean, that's cool. I might have to put some, like, scotch tape over Irving, make it Rodney Hood. But I was like, I don't really have one now. So it was halftime. What'd Matt do?
So Matt switched from his sweatpants, his shorts to sweatpants. And then he went and put some Duke socks on because I did the one sock.
Okay, so you did one sock on, one sock off.
Yeah.
I'm just clarifying that.
took the left sock off.
That's really dedicated.
Because Grayson Allen is right-handed. Props to Matt for telling me this.
That's dedicated.
We were trying to decide under pressure, so we decided left sock off.
That's dedicated as fuck.
Kept it off the rest of the game.
I said, I got to go into my bag of tricks. I grabbed the retro Frank Jackson Duke jersey. I said, what would Frank do? He would win.
Sadly, we don't know anymore.
They showed out at Duke, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That was when...
They split. Like, I know they split, but they won at Duke.
Yeah.
And then they won in the ACC tournament.
Because that was when Jason dunked on Kennedy
Kennedy Cheeks.
Kennedy Meeks.
And Frank hit some big shots in the ACC tournament against UNC. So I was like, throw on the Frank jersey, we're good, and let's go. And I stood up. Instead of sitting down, I stood up the whole time. You know, I act stupid as fuck when they do good. So they came back out, and... I'm not sure who started. I think Bagley came out aggressive as hell. I mean, he was aggressive the entire second half. But I don't know. I mean, it was just insane. That second half, it was a 20-point turnaround. They were down 10. Mm-hmm. So they were down 10 going into halftime. That three at the end of halftime by UNC, I was like, oh, my God. Are you serious? Like, is this happening? It seemed like every loose ball bounced their way. Duke was getting called for every travel that wasn't really a travel. Every over the back, but UNC was going over the back every play, it felt like. But I'm not one to say it's on the refs because they're terrible. Also, going forward, gotta hit free throws. Gotta hit your free throws. In the tournament, if you are... they were down by 10 at halftime and they had missed 10 free throws.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that hurts my feelings so bad. Because you look at it and it's like, I know you can't shoot 100%, but you can't shoot 28% from the line. Miss 10 shots, 10 free throws, and you're down 10. It's like, you just look at that and it's just like, wow, that stat line sums up the game because they're fouling us and we're not capitalizing off of that. And, I mean, it wasn't on one specific player. It felt like every single player that went up there missed one. Go ahead.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, it just pisses you off.
It is like, oh, you missed 10 of them? Well, we're down by 10, so.
And it's at Cameron.
Yeah.
Like, you're used to shooting free throws here. But that's something that I just feel like Duke fans have dealt with that for year in and year out, it feels like. So going to halftime, I'm like, they're going to get right. They're going to get their ass chewed out or something. They're going to pull it on the fact that it's Grayson's senior night or whatever they got to do. We did our superstition shit, and I think that had everything to do with it. That's just me. And then they came back out, and it was just a classic Duke second half. Just like in 2015, just like every year, second half. They make this crazy run, and if the Cameron crazies are behind it, there's nothing you can do to stop it. I mean, UNC tried to stop it. They just couldn't. And with the combination of, I mean, it was the combination of everything, actually. I wish I had the first half and second half stat lineup. I only have the full game. But, I mean, Grayson finished with 15. Gary Trent finished with 13. At least 11 of those, I feel like, were in the second half. Bagley with 21 points and 15 rebounds. # ACC Player of the Year. Luke May, who is that?
Bushy brow boy.
I'm having too much fun.
I can't stand him.
And then Carter, I mean, he got screwed on a few foul calls, but he hit that big three in the second half that Cameron just exploded. Trent hit some big threes where... Cameron just exploded because it was like Trent's been cold all game. He's like 0 for 6 from 3, 0 for 7 from 3. And then they get a little momentum and they kick it out to Trent. And he throws it up and I'm just like, it's going in. And what happened when that happened? For some reason, you were like, I want to throw something up on Snapchat.
I was just trying to record you because you were acting so crazy.
Yeah, right.
So I'm over here recording you, and I'm in my recliner that I'm always sitting in at your house.
It's comfy.
And the damn thing, like, flies over backwards, and I wasn't even, like, I didn't even think I was moving in it or, like, leaning back.
I want to tweet that.
Oh, my God. Well, I caught it on video because I was videoing you when it happened, and it's, I think I gained a six-pack from laughing, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you laughed for the rest of the game.
I really did.
It sounded like a car crash, like, on the video. Like, I was screaming, like, let's go, or doing, like, some kind of three dance or something. So, I sound like a little, like, a hype girl or something. And then you're, like, laughing at me, and then all of a sudden it goes,
boom! It's so bad. Oh, my God.
I need to tweet it so people can relate.
I can't believe I got it on video.
Yeah, it was, to me... I'm so glad that you said, I got to get this on video, how stupid you're acting. And then you, like, went diving down the recliner.
I just wanted a little something for my story, you know. I got a lot of Carolina fans that follow me or friends with me on there, whatever.
So that's almost the only fans that we have.
Right. So I was going to put a little something
up. I mean,
friends,
friends.
Yeah, friends. I knew what you meant. And then that happened, so, yeah.
Well,
it's documented.
It was incredible. And just the combination of Bagley becoming aggressive and, like, some of the shit he was doing, I can't even put any of this into words. And anybody listening to this, they're probably, like, the same type of fandom we are. And it's just, like, when the team's clicking like that, it's just some type of, like, fucking euphoria. It's, like, it's happening and you're just sitting there, like, My living room was like Cameron Indoor Stadium. Like, we're watching it with family, and we're all just going wild.
And we're all doing, like, the chants, and the we're doing the, when they're making free throws, you know, we do the little hands up, fingers.
It's
moving.
Awful. It's awful.
We do the swoosh or the whatever, whoosh.
It's awful how emotionally invested we are.
It's really bad, and... Me, personally, I'm just an emotional person, so stuff like this really hits me.
Yeah, so, I mean, the highs are a lot better than the lows. Like, I forgot who said, but somebody said that the lowest lows are always, worse than the highest highs are the best. Like, that loss that we went to in South Carolina in the tournament last year. Like, it was like the most miserable thing ever. And like, it sticks with you.
I was depressed. Like, I straight up was depressed.
Because you're not expecting to lose like that.
We went back to the hotel room, and what time was it? I don't even know. It was a late game. We went back to the hotel room and watched. I laid in the bed and cried. Like, I cried like I was on the team or some shit. And I'm just sitting here thinking, Harry Giles and Jason are leaving because I absolutely love them too. And I was just like, they're leaving. They're gone. Like, not going to get to see them again. And the team just, like, lost. We all thought last year they were going to, you know, take it to the championship.
I mean, you just didn't expect. They caught that momentum off the ACC tournament win. You didn't expect them to go out in the first weekend.
Yeah. We went back to the hotel room and watched, what was it, that Ride Along or something?
Yeah.
And literally, such a funny movie, and we're just sitting here crying the whole time because of that.
Yeah, I mean, you were. I was just kind of depressed. But, I mean, that just shows you, like, people say it's, like, just a sport, and it's, like, when you're that, like, and then you got to hear shit, like, you got to hear shit from other people that are fans of other teams. Obviously, that other team won the championship that year. I don't know the name of that team. And it's just, like, it's just more than a sport because for some reason you get so emotionally invested into it. And it's, like, it's some of the best times and some of the, like, most frustrating times because you have no control, you know? Like, it's something that you care so much about, but you have no control in it. So, little off topic there, but the game was insane. I mean, the second half when they came out, I felt good about it. I mean, I was obviously frustrated as hell. And then at one point even, they got up by 13. UNC did. And I was like, what'd you say? You were like, at some point, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
Like, Duke always does this. They put on this run that, you know, if they had three more minutes in the, like, the game ends and you're like, if they would have had three more minutes, it would have been a game. Like, they would have won.
Because they take it down to the last 5 minutes or 3 minutes and you're like, well, there it is.
Yeah, it's like, it's just too little, too late. But today, that wasn't the problem. They got going early. Bagley got hot. I don't even know if he got hot. He just got undeniable. He was just like, if I miss it, I'm getting my own rebound. If I don't miss it, I mean, it's in. And if I get my own rebound, I'm dunking on your head, Theo Pinson. And Luke May. He put his nuts on Luke May's head.
Grayson did too on that camera guy.
He said, Luke May, tell me how my nuts taste. And Luke May was like, ah, shit. I just lost ACC Player of the Year. And we don't have the same sense of humor, so that's why I find myself laughing at myself all the time, right?
Right.
And so that, and then when Trent hit a few threes, like I said, 100 times, and then Grayson Allen got going, you know, he finished off with 15 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 steals. I mean, that's huge. Him and Duvall, shout out to Duvall in that second half. The way he was playing, I really think that was one of the, like, key moments of the game when he came in, he made a few big steals, and really, like, broke the defense down that was giving Duke some trouble and broke it down with his quickness and then made the right decisions. Whether it be kick it to Bagley when the defense, like, closes in on Duvall for a few dunks, which happened. He threw – I don't know if he threw the lob to Bagley or Allen. Was it Duvall threw the lob to Bagley? It was, like, that crazy lob, and I think that was when he dunked on Luke May. That was crazy. And then he even finished in the paint a couple times, and he hit that big three, which that was like the first – that's what swung the momentum, Duvall hitting that three. And Cameron went crazy. Everybody went crazy. I was like, wow. Once again, everybody's ice cold, and Duvall hits a big three. That's happened like 5 times. So, I mean, if he can play like that moving forward, they're going to be in for – I mean, a good treat, because him on ball is amazing when he plays like they thought he was going to play. Him when he's playing kind of selfish and making terrible, you know, rookie freshman errors and mistakes and poor decisions, that's what's drove him in the dirt a couple times. But, I mean, the way that second half was, it's just like, just carry that into every game and it's a wrap. Every game is a wrap, but life isn't that easy. You don't always have 9,000 Cameron crazies freaking out for you the whole game. And they were really good. Like, every time Joel Berry touched the ball, they screamed air ball the whole time. And all that shit he was talking about Cameron, came in there and got that ass whooped. He said Cameron was like a high school gym. He said he loves winning in Cameron. He's won in Cameron one time in 4 years. And he just got that ass whooped today. So everything he said, it was just like, you probably shouldn't have said all that. And then obviously Grayson Allen's senior night. For him to win, come off the court like that with like 30 seconds to go, you could tell like how emotional just everybody was. It was like, I was about to like start screaming and going crazy when they won, but then that happened and I like mellowed out.
Yeah, you didn't like barely say anything.
I was like,
damn. I'm over here like, am I about to cry again, or do I just want to?
I was like, I really like Grayson Allen. I don't want him to leave.
Oh, man. We watched the replay like 6 times.
Yeah.
Just of him hugging Coach K, like, just keep hitting replay on that until you just, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, being depressed.
Exactly. It was like everyone got hot in that second half because Grayson hit a 3. Or more. Gary Trent hit a few. Duvall hit one. Carter threw up one. It was money. And then Bagley got hot. And then he pulled up at the top for three, and it was money. And just every time a three went up, I just started celebrating before it went in because it was just one of those games. And that's when I like Duke the most. I like that we have that paint presence. But I love when Duke is at space the floor, throw up threes, get hot, hit a bunch of threes, live by the three, die by the three. The thing with this team that I said like before the season even started is they can live by the three, but if they play it right, it's not like they have to die by the three. With the paint presence that they have, the big ass players that they have, I mean, they have an abundance of ginormous players that are very athletic, can rebound, and post up too. So it's just like, I love when the shooters get hot. I said that before the Carolina game. I said, I hope the shooters get hot, and I hope the bigs, you know, take up the slack where if it's a rebound, grab it, put it back. And Bagley did that. And Carter, he held his own. Bolden put in some good minutes. Javon, I think he started. I think he put in a few good minutes. And just, I mean, it only took one half. They played like Duke for one half, and it was enough to get the job done. 20-point swing. And, I mean, that makes them a 2 seed in the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
And then I saw the schedule. Well, I didn't see the schedule. I saw the bracket. And one thing to watch for that's going to be interesting. So, Virginia Tech, if they win their first game, they have to play Duke. Obviously, Virginia Tech beat Duke. It was a fluke game to me. I don't think Duke would have any problem handling them. The other thing to watch for, Notre Dame plays Pittsburgh. If they get past Pittsburgh, they go play Virginia Tech. The winner of that game is who will play Duke. Bonzi Colson is back for Notre Dame. I don't know why that 6'6", out of shape, fat, chunky, fucking, whatever he is, 40-year-old, kills Duke every time. But the man is like the Duke Slayer or something. He puts up Marvin Bagley numbers against Duke, no matter who Duke puts in front of him. And he's healthy now. I don't know if he's fully in shape, but they damn near beat Virginia today. I kind of wish they would have, but it just wasn't enough. Virginia's defense is, I mean, as tough as they come. And I don't know. I mean, obviously I want Duke to win the ACC championship, but I want them more to win the NCAA championship. That's as obvious as can be. I just, if they go all the way through this tournament, I don't want them to get too tired or worn out or beat up or banged up, whatever. But, I mean, might as well win both. It would be fun to knock Virginia off, where Virginia tied the ACC regular season win record with however many wins they had. And I think it would be fun to knock them off in the championship game. But not looking too far ahead. Obviously, the ACC tournament is tough. It's loaded. It's crazy. So, it's going to be fun to watch. I don't even know when that starts. Is it Thursday?
It starts on Thursday for Duke.
Oh.
It starts before then, but Duke doesn't play until Thursday. And then if they move on, it'll be Friday, Saturday.
So it starts on like...
the 8th.
It starts on Tuesday, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Duke starts on the 8th.
Yeah, so I guess...
And the ACC championship game is Saturday, the following Saturday night. And then... the day after that is Selection Sunday, which is March 11th. So we'll find out where Duke will be.
They can still be a 1 seed with Michigan State getting that ass whooped. I don't know if, did Kansas lose? I don't know. Have they played? I don't know. I don't really don't keep up with other teams. Like some people, you know how this is. I'm not like an analysis or nothing. I just run my mouth and some people agree with it. So I don't too much keep up with everybody else. I saw Michigan State get beat by Michigan. I thought that was funny. And I caught the Virginia-Notre Dame game. Notre Dame looked tough as far as like where Duke might have to see them in the ACC tournament. So other than that, I mean, it's kind of wide open as far as, you know, the NCAA tournament goes. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this ACC tournament goes. Oh, Kentucky got slapped, of course. And then, I mean, yeah. that's pretty much it. That game was basically everything that you could have hoped it would have been. You know, you had the adversity, and then everyone kind of talking shit about Bagley. Everyone kind of running their mouth saying, like, Trent's sucking and the team's sucking and Grayson's kind of struggling. Duvall, everything that just – it all came together for that last 20 minutes. And it was just straight fire in Cameron. 20-point swing and a dub for Grayson's senior night. I mean, 2 Chainz was there, so you got to win if 2 Chainz is there. Joel Berry talking shit, you got to win. Theo Pinson thinking, like, whatever he thinks, you got to win. They lost on their senior night to an absolute heartbreaker. I enjoyed that very much. Did you?
that good old buzzer beater.
I was driving home, and I pulled in the driveway, and I pulled it up on the Watch ESPN app. And Berry hit that 3 against Miami, and I was like, more UNC luck. Always fucking luck out. They're going to get overtime. And then it was like, click, click, step, step, throw up a 3. And UNC loses. I was so happy. It looked just like the Rivers celebration. I was stoked. So they're on a 2-game losing streak, and I hope they get bounced out of the ACC tournament as well. But, I mean, what if Duke saw them again? I haven't seen the bracket. I don't know if it had to be the championship or the semifinals or what.
I think it would have to be championship, I think.
Yeah, I think that might be right.
Which would be crazy. I have the bracket.
You do?
Yes.
I don't really think they could get past Virginia if they had to. But, I mean, I guess anything's possible. I mean, they have a chance, but not likely. Virginia, they're another team that's probably going to get a 1 seed. They're going to be tough, but their offense is just going to let them down in the NCAA tourney. Someone's going to get hot, and it's going to let them down. I feel like that happens all the time. This could be a special year just because there's no real juggernaut in the NCAA, but again, I think some offense just gets hot. Like, I think if Virginia had to meet Duke in the NCAA tournament, I would bet money on Duke, even if I was unbiased, but I guess we'll just have to see. Do you have it? Okay, so we pulled the bracket up so I could stop sounding like an idiot. So North Carolina and Duke, if they met, would meet in the semifinals. North Carolina would have to play the winner of Syracuse or Wake Forest. I mean, Syracuse would be a tough game for them. And then if they move on, they'd have to play Miami. They just beat Carolina, but you got to kind of favor UNC's chances in that game. And then Duke would most likely have to play the winner of Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. I don't know who wins that game. That'll be a good game to watch. That's 7 o'clock on March 7th. So that'll be a good one to watch. Duke will play at 7 on March 8th. What day you say that was? Thursday?
Thursday.
So Thursday at 7, that's when Duke plays. And if UNC wins, they'll be playing Miami at 9 that day. I mean, I like Virginia's chances, and I guess I like NC State's chances. I'm not sure who I like out of Carolina's spot. I guess UNC, I don't know, maybe Miami, and then I like Duke's chances. Be interesting to see out of Virginia Tech and Notre Dame who Duke plays. That's tough games, so that'll be good to watch for. Duke and Carolina can meet in the semifinals, and then ideally play Virginia or Clemson or NC State in the finals. I mean, Florida State and Louisville, they have to play Virginia, the winner of that game. So I guess there's always a chance that one of them could knock off Virginia, but unlikely again. Virginia's lost like 1 game. Anyways, everything I just said, everyone listening has probably already looked at by the time they listen to this. So I'm sorry for that. ACC. It's in Brooklyn again, of course. I'm ready for it to come back to Greensboro.
It's supposed to next year, I think.
I'm not sure. Next year or the next or something. But, I mean, Brooklyn, I guess that's good for some people. I think Greensboro is like the Mecca. It's where Duke, North Carolina, Wake Forest, NC State, and the Virginia people, I guess, they can all meet right there. Like, it's perfect. But I guess you got to go to Brooklyn where the money's at some as well. So, yeah. Any last thoughts about Grayson Allen senior night?
I'm really happy for him. And that's pretty much it. I'm really happy for him. I'm going to try not to cry anymore. And that's it.
You cry a lot.
I know.
You send me a dog video and you send me a picture of your face crying. Like every day. It's like something I deal with every day.
Oh, it's really bad.
I send like dick jokes and you like are disappointed in me. And then you send me like 47 dogs and cry.
That's the only reason I have Facebook. Dog videos and like Duke videos.
I don't even know why I have Facebook.
And yeah,
I don't even think I have it.
We just have one from a while back and I barely get on mine, but that's the main reason I have it, for dog videos. I'm sure there's other females out there that can relate.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like a new craze, like fucking avocado toast and dog videos.
Wow, you're categorizing me.
No, you just know how like most people said, like, she treats me like a dog. I'm like, I wish she treated me like her dog.
My dog is above everyone and anything.
It's really sad.
It's my child.
I know. But I mean, closing this out, it's going to be, I mean, it's still like, they're not.
Side note about my dog. She has Duke gear too. She's got a Duke jersey and a Duke collar. She's all decked out on the big game nights like this. So I need to post a picture of her wearing it all.
That's the only way we do it around these parts. I'm not going to let her rock a Carolina collar.
Hell no.
I'm unstable right now. I need sleep. It'll just be interesting. I mean, same worries as before. I mean, the first half, the defense looks stagnant and confused and lackadaisical. Big word. And no more games at Cameron, you know? Like, they potentially can play like 8 more games this year or 9 more games this year, and 0 of them will be at Cameron. So all that life that you get from Cameron, all that energy, it's gone. And can this team go through that and win a championship? I think they can. I mean, the way they just played, it's clear to see that they can. But every game from now on is a neutral game, which basically means it's an away game because everyone hates Duke except me and all my homies and all of, you know, the crazies and stuff. But if there's a game in Brooklyn, I mean, it's not going to be 100% Duke fans. So that's something that I'm a little worried about. I'm a little interested to see how they fare out. Like I said, I just pray to God that they get through the first weekend of the tournament. Because then it's like momentum building. It's like, okay, handle this team and it's on to the next. Handle this team and it's on to the next. Don't go get bounced by UNC Wilmington. Because then I got to delete my Twitter if I don't get banned first. And I don't want to do that. So as long as they just bring that energy and bring that poise and they just speak, stay vocal, play as a unit, they're going to be fine. I think the ACC tournament will give a few more glimpses at what we can kind of expect. And then, obviously, the most interesting thing is going to be where do they seed in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, we'll see if they get where they deserve or if they get shafted. I mean, I think a 1 seed is still possible. So, we're just going to have to see. But that's it. Shout out to Duke and Grayson Allen and 2 Chainz. And who else was there? Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
What's up, Tony Romo?
The guy from The Hangover.
Tony Romo. I grew up a Cowboys fan. Y'all fucked me over like 9, 10, 12, 14 years in a row, dude. God.
Who else? Fitzgerald.
He was there?
Yeah.
Todd Gurley. He's a huge Duke fan. Shout out to Todd Gurley. He's a monster.
Who is the Fitzgerald guy? I just saw his name.
I wasn't paying attention. So if it was Larry Fitzgerald, he plays for the Cardinals. He's a wide receiver. If it was somebody else, I have no idea.
I think it was. I really do think it was that.
If it was him.
Or him.
It was probably him.
Yeah. I just want to know, is 2 Chainz a Duke fan? Because that's what it seemed like. I mean, that's what I'm assuming, but
I think he enjoyed it.
He was just there to be there.
I think he enjoyed it, but I didn't think he was a Duke fan.
Yeah, I
thought he was like straight ATL repping, so I didn't think he was like a Duke fan.
Maybe he was there for Wendell.
Dude, that would make sense.
I don't know. Wendell's mom is so cute, though. She is at every game.
He's probably there for Wendell's mom. Wendell's mom and 2 Chainz mom are probably best friends. They probably like cook shit together.
Yeah, they probably are.
Well, shit. Actually, Wendell's mom probably like the same age as 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz like 40. So maybe like, I don't know.
I don't know, but she's always looking so cute, repping her Duke stuff, wearing her little horns every now and then. She's always got the blue lipstick on and I love it.
She goes hard. I hope she's at all the tournament games.
Yeah, me too.
She's all they need.
Right. She's like the mama bear for the team.
Yeah, for sure. They all love her. So just keep the energy. Keep going hard. Duval, keep making smart plays. Gary Trent and O'Connell and Grayson, just keep throwing that shit up. I love when they're just throwing threes like they just... You know they got the green light. You know Coach K says, if you're open, fucking shoot it. If you have a good shot, shoot it. If you're open and you don't shoot it, he's going to bitch you out. So I love that. And the intensity that Bagley had in the second half, I was too hype. I mean, about broke my floor. Presley about broke my floor with a recliner. So watch out for that. I mean, Twitter was a little sad because I only have like 150 followers now. I'm going to try to, like, get in touch with them, get my other Twitter back, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, we'll get there eventually. It's all good. Shout out to just everyone listening, and are we about to end this?
Yes, because...
Okay. And you wore a Duke Santa hat, I forgot.
I sure did.
You wore my Duke Santa hat as part of the superstition, and it worked. So, we slinging gifts.
See, the thing about that is you can't, like... You've only got to do a few things. You can't overdo it.
If you overdo it, you're going to fuck up.
Yeah. Then you, like, jinx the whole thing.
If you're over here jumping 2 times, doing hopscotch and a somersault every time they score 2 points, then... But when they score 3 points, you got to lift the couch 3 times, hit your head 3 times, rub your belly, and tap your ears. You're going to fuck up. Right?
Okay.
Just do a little something and you're
like,
good.
Just, like, 2 or 3 things and you're good. Yeah. Like, everybody do, like, 1 or 2 things, 3 things, max. Santa hat, 1 socket, you good, but you can't wear the Santa hat unless it is a Duke Santa hat.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm wearing. And I'm probably going to wear it every game until...
That's the worst part.
The championship. Like,
shit, I got to take my damn 1 sock off. We won last time with that.
I know.
It's like they lose by 40 and you're like... If you didn't take the sock off?
And it would be like, I'm going to have to now. Like, I'm going to have to. And if we go, like... We're going to be, if Duke comes to Charlotte, we're going to be in Charlotte. Like, what am I supposed to do? Wear flip-flops? Bring a sock?
I don't even know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
It only works at home. We'll just say that. Yeah. Like, at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wanted to drop this. Stoked about that win. I felt good about it all day. I was just like, there's just no way they lose this game. After the first half, I was a little, like, worried. But, I mean, absolutely everyone came through in that second half. It was awesome, and I'm really happy about it. That was one of my favorite. I mean, all the Duke-UNC games are great. That 2015 Duke game at Duke when Tyus, and they made that crazy comeback with like 50 seconds to go and put it into overtime. That was one of my favorite. I feel like it's underrated. Then the ACC tournament game last year where Harry had that crazy run and they made that comeback again. I think they were like down by 10. And then this one is right up there with it because factoring in the Grayson senior night and everything, it was awesome. So we'll be back. They play on Thursday, like Presley said. We will see who they have to play. I mean, I kind of hope it's Virginia Tech. I don't really want to see Bonzi Colson, but I like their chances either way. I would rather get that revenge on Virginia Tech, though. Until then, we'll be back. And you got anything?
I mean, you pretty much covered everything. I'm just here to say what's up because I haven't been on.
Yeah, you just been, like, absent.
And say that I love Grayson Allen. He is one of my all-time favorite Duke players. He's in my on my list. So I'm happy for him. Good season. It's not over yet, though.
I know. This team really has work to do. Like, they got to handle business. It's only right. Handle business, win the championship, and pass the throne to the next best recruiting class of all time.
And Trayvon, if you're listening, like, keep it up because that second half was really good. I mean, I'm just saying.
Wise words from a good woman. That was. I mean, that could potentially be the key to success for this team. Or, you know, like, what it takes to win the championship. If he steps up like that, that could be the key to why this team wins. So, for sure, I agree. I mean, that second half was great. So, and the only thing I'm going to leave you with is you got to hit the fucking free throws. That's the other key to success. When you work in the paint that hard and you get fouled and then you miss free throws. It's like all that hard work that you're doing, you're not rewarding yourself for it. So I just hope they come through clutch with the free throws. And I think they will. They've been better as of late. This game was just a little off, but they've been better as of late. So that's that. We'll be back. I'm rocking my Frank Jackson jersey. I'm here with Duke Santa. And we're out. Go Duke. We can keep it going. You got anything else?
No, I was just going to say, we slinging W's.
Yeah, slinging.
Instead of slinging gifts like Santa.
Yeah, slinging W's.
Slinging W's everywhere. You want one? Just holla at us.
Or none for
holla
you.
Holla at Duke.
None for you, Joel Berry.
Oh, my God. Joel Berry thinks the earth is round.
Yep.
Shout out to Matthew Travis for that one.
That's it. We out. Go Duke.